The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. Welcome to everyone who is here in person, and a big welcome to all those joining us online. It is good to be here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacraments and in the presence of each other. We begin this morning with the words printed in our bulletin. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will build us up.
After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him.
Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord.
His appearance that is sure of us.
I invite all those who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you.
Oh,
the Son and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and for whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. God of compassion, you welcome the wayward, and you embrace us with your mercy.
By our baptism, clothe us with the garments of your grace, and feed us at the table of your love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now we invite our children forward for a children's message. are you today, kids?
Good.
Good. Back to school after break, or you're just about to go back to school, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of tears about that, or are you excited?
Excited.
I'd be crying, but that's okay. That's great. I'm glad you're excited. Well, today we have a story from Jesus about a son who goes off and does a whole bunch of things that aren't right, and then comes back to the Father for forgiveness. And I have here a newspaper article, and I want to kind of illustrate, well, that one's not going to work so well. Let's have this one. Well, we got our little newspaper. And pretend this part here is all the things you have done that you didn't do right in your life. And we wish sometimes that we could remove those moments in our life. And this is what, like, prayer and forgiveness is all about. It's coming into these moments and saying, you know, I really wish that I could just cut those things out. And then to have the trust and the love of God to know that all things are still made whole. We can always come to God. God always restores us, always calls us home. Let us pray. On the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Amen.
Amen.
Now they're going to help sing with us, so we'll give them a moment to come up here. Thank you.
Morning. Our first reading today is from Joshua 5. We'll be reading verses 9 through 12. Hear now the word. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt, and so that place is called Gilgal to this day. While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes, and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land, and the Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today can be found on page 5 of your bulletin. We'll read it responsively. Psalm 32. Happy are they whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is put away.
Happy are they to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, and in whose spirit there is no guile.
While I held my tongue, my bones withered away because of my groaning all day long.
For your hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture was dried up as in the heat of summer.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my guilt. I said, "I will confess my transgressions to the Lord." Then you forgave me the guilt of my sin.
Therefore, all the faithful will make their prayers to you in time of trouble. When the great waters overflow, they shall not reach them.
You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye.
Do not be like a horse or mule, which have no understanding, who must be fitted with a bit and bridle, or else they will not stay near you.
Great are the tribulations of the wicked, but mercy embraces those who trust in the Lord.
Be glad, you righteous, and rejoice in the Lord. Shout for joy, all who are true of heart. Our second reading today is from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 21. Hear now the word. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
According to Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, friends, this is a quite sizable reading, so I invite you to take whatever stance you want in this. Sit down if you'd like. It's going to take us a little bit. Now, all the the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners, and he eats with them." Then Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to the father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.' So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in desolate living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place through that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran, put his arms around him, and kissed him. Then he said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quick, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field. And when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked, 'What is going on?' He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has got him back safe and sound.' But then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years, I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I may celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me. All that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost, but has been found.'" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
working with collective bargaining agreements for the state of Washington. If you don't know what a collective bargaining agreement is, that's just a union. It gave me a unique perspective on this text. Because it seemed like we were always preparing for a negotiation, in a negotiation, or in the contract dilemma, whether to accept it or not. So we're always in one of those moments. And sitting back while I was a member of the union and then later not, I began to look at what it appeared that they were doing, what was their strategy. Because, of course, unions represent their employees and it's working conditions as well, but first and foremost on everyone's mind is pay. And after many years of watching, it appeared to me what the strategy was just the children's game of leapfrog. It was just leapfrog people forward. And so one year, they would argue that certain prisons on the I-5 corridor had a huge cost of living, had recruitment issues. They needed extra pay because it wasn't fair because they lived in the expensive part of the state. And so those of us in that region would get this huge bump. But then the next cycle, they would say, look, this isn't fair for everyone else in the state that we divided the roster into two classifications. So then everyone would get a bump, except those who had already gotten it. And on it would go. This classification needed a bump. Say the admin people, they had poor pay, so let's give them a bump. And then later say, hey, but now our correction officers, they deserve more than the admin people are getting, so then they get a bump. And slowly, slowly, it was this leapfrog forward. And I'll tell you it was successful because by the time I left to come here, the starting pay had well more than doubled. But, the overarching feeling of the membership was not rejoicing. It was always anger and frustration. Angry that this other person was getting what I should get, resentment of how they were splitting the classes. They didn't quite see the strategy in the game, and so anger and resentment, a lack of vision, seemed to enfold everybody. And this got even worse when I promoted, because then I was outside of the union. I was actually a Washington state manager, unrepresented. And there would be times when my supervisor, my subordinate, would get these massive pay increases and would actually make more money than me. And then all my fellow lieutenants would start grumbling and being upset. Some even resigned from it. I said to them, you have a lack of vision. Why can't you simply, A, rejoice? Rejoice because the people who work for you got the pay they deserve, especially those sergeants. As a lieutenant in the prison system, I will tell you, everything falls in that backbone of a good sergeant. It can make or break your day. Let them get the pay that they deserve. Yes, that meant they were going to tease me for a little bit coming into work about how I now worked for them. There'd be a few jokes for the shift. They would laugh, but that is worth paying a small price for good morale here. To rejoice that the other got something good. But also, I would say to my fellow lieutenants, you should be rejoicing now too. Because that union that does not represent you, that just gave everyone else a huge pay bump, they just negotiated your next pay raise. Because the state would want to keep that 10-15% gap of the highest. The gap between the the highest paid subordinate you have. So they didn't go into the negotiating table thinking about you. However, yours is now coming. It might not be today. It might indeed not be this year. But this huge raise that you're about to have is inevitable. It will happen. So rejoice, because their raise that they receive is the down payment that you will also get yours. But it's a lack of vision that keeps us in anger and resentment. And I think that is the bit dynamic going on in our text today that I want to talk about. Of course, it is a massively complex parable. We could spend forever talking about this parable. So many layers. But I want to draw your attention just to the issue of vision. Both brothers lack vision. Without the proper vision, you cannot encounter the world properly. You see, the first son, he lacks the vision to understand that his place is indeed in the home with the father. Now, you all know I love a great adventure story. I love thinking that life is an adventure. And there would be nothing wrong with this young son going off for the adventure's sake, that is where he went. But he has a lack of vision. He thinks he's going to go off for himself only. You see, the great adventure is always to bear the burden of the other, to bear the burden of the world. He wants to go off and seek pleasure. And when we do that, when our own desires, our own pleasures become the only thing we see, when they become our God, well, friends, I don't have to labor this point very much, because just look at the newspaper. When we do that, we find ourselves in the hell of our own making. So he lacks the vision. He is enticed by the allure of his own desires, and he ends up in the gutter. But the second brother, you see, he lacks vision as well. He is at home, sure enough. He's never left the confines of it. But listen to these painful words he says to his father. All these years I have served you like a slave. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking to hear that. This whole time he has been in the house, he has been with the father. At no point has he realized that he is a beloved child. Does not grasp what the father tells him, that all I have is yours. He didn't need to earn the love. It was already there. And because he can't embrace the love that is already there for him, then the resentment comes for the other brother. So here's the truth, friends. You are all children of God, beloved of God. We do not have to earn this. You are given it by your right of membership into life. God is with you. The question we might ask is the question of the older brother. Do we realize it? Are we aware that we are beloved? But the most interesting part about this parable, though, is that it ends open-ended. It ends with a lot of questions. We all want to know, did the brothers get back together? Did either brother learn their lesson? Did things end happily ever after? Instead, we just get the question, the invitation, and we wonder why. It's like those choose-your-own-adventure novels, if you remember those. If you're reading this text and you come to the story of the older brother, you're expecting it to say, if you decide to stay outside, turn to page 52. Or, if you go inside, turn to page 41. It's like that, my friends, because I think that is the whole point of this parable. You are the ones who will write the ending. The invitation is for us. Will we come to this feast? Will we stay outside? Will we embrace those who are far off? Will we live with resentment? Will we live in a belief that love is scarce? And that if God loves one person, therefore God cannot love me. Well, friends, the table is set. The feast is here now. This invitation is for us to come and realize that Christ is here. Christ has died for us. Christ has restored us. And when we see that person who is far off come to this meal, my friends, rejoice. Because if everyone is invited, even if the far off are invited and welcome, my friends, that is the down payment that you are also. There is room for us all because Christ is here. The only question is, will we come to the feast? Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need. God of faithful promise, make your church a new creation in Christ. As you reconcile us to yourself, guide us also in your way of reconciliation, that through confession and forgiveness, repentance and reparations, your church may bear witness to your love. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God of new beginnings, restore balance to the earth. Send rain to places of drought and sunshine to places of flooding, that the produce of the land may again support life. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God of prodigal grace, unite the nations as fellow members of the human family. Give leaders the courage to put aside pride and ego, to cease squandering lives and time, and to work for the well-being of all. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God of boundless love, receive with open arms any in need of compassion. Joe, Fran, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, David, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Dan, Gary, Julie, Sandra, Paul, Rhonda, Paul, California fire victims, victims of war around the world, and national and world disasters. Embrace all who are far from home or estranged from loved ones, and all who live with regret. Embolden your people to offer and to seek forgiveness, and especially for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. God, in your mercy, God of radical inclusion, widen human circles to welcome all who are excluded. Bless the work of disability ministries, ministries by and with neurodivergent people, and multicultural and ethnic-specific ministries, that the welcome of Jesus be extended to all. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection life, welcome home all who have died. We thank you for their lives and entrust them into your keeping, where true reconciliation and eternal peace are found. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Receive the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love. In the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life.
Amen. We now invite us all into a moment of silence, of silent prayer. Now we invite you into the mystery of silent prayer. In this quiet, we open our hearts to the presence of God, is not only heard in words, but also in stillness. May this be a time of resting in God's love. Lift up what is unspoken, and to listen to the voice of the one who speaks in silence. And be still and know that I am God. Thank you. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. And I invite us to come back together now and to stand for our offering hymn. Gracious provider, you set your immense treasure among us, opening your heart to the world. as we prepare to feast on your bountiful love, deepen our commitment to sharing these treasures with others through our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, not renewed in the gifts of baptism. We may come to the fullness of your grace. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for the Spirit poured out in all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of this bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gathered together by one, by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are invited to come forward and receive communion today. It is also the last Sunday of the month, so Deaconess Sabina will be in the back by our baptismal font for anyone wishing prayers of healing and the anointing. So, we invite you to come forward, build the communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion either standing or kneeling. Only come with your hand extended, and the bread will be put into your hand. And then to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. And then afterwards, if you wish to go back to receive prayers for healing, meet Sabina in the back by our baptismal font. Know that this table is for all, and all are welcome here. Amen.
Amen.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Generous host, you have shared your feast with us and made us new. Send us now to set tables of love and grace in our communities, that your liberating love might nourish the world into freedom. In the name of the crucified one, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Friends, we pause just briefly for announcements, and I got a ton of them, so I'm going to try and go fast. I know it's already been late. But please notice in your bulletin we have our words of the week, which have everything we're going on this week. And in there also is a little flyer that asks two questions. And this is all for the planned giving, legacy giving campaign that we're going to go in the fall. We want to make sure that what our hopes and our joys are meet in what we're asking for people to give to. So it's a very simple flyer. It just asks what your joys in Atonement Ministry is, and also what your hopes for ministry. We just want to make sure that we're aligning those two things. So please just take a moment to fill that out. These will be in the bulletin again next week with a little bit better of a description. But if you want to fill it out, you can just drop it in the basket on the way out. And if you want to think about it, you got next week. But you never know what happens between now and next week, so best just fill it out today. But that's on your phone. Secondly, of course, we got a busy week ahead of us. We've got we're going into to Wednesday with a full slate of things. Prayer in the afternoon at 12, soup at 6, Olden Evening at 7. I think we still need some sign-ups for some soup, so please sign up for soup so help us out there. Lent is starting to draw near. So if you wanted to come to soup and Olden Evening prayer, you only have a few more weeks to do that in. So be invited to all of that. I know this can be a long time, so I'm trying to go quickly. But friends, I gave a handout on the liturgy a little bit ago in everyone's box, and we actually got some upgraded versions, spiral bound, very nice. These are available to anyone who wants a copy. If you already had a copy and you don't want to take this copy, well, just take it anyways. We can exchange if you want, one-for-one exchange, or you could just take it. If you would like this, there will be plenty on the table, and if we run out of the table, see me, but there are things. And then finally, and a bit of prepared sadness, we are anticipating a vacancy in our office staff coming up, so we have a job announcement on our website. So if you have anyone interested in that position, the instructions on how to apply for it are on the website. And with all that, please take a deep breath. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.